You are now listening to
the Backseat Wrestler Podcast.
Look at Randy Orton slithering.
Watch out.
Hosted by Eric and Elvis.
It's LA Knights game. Yeah.
All right, and we are back. Hello and welcome to the number one wrestling podcast in the world, the Backseat Wrestler Podcast. We are back, better than ever, of course, ready to bring you more wrestling news in terms of WWE and AEW. Of course, your host, Eric and Elvis. Yeah, this week of wrestling was...
It was okay.
There was a lot of good storytelling.
A little lost for words, yeah. Good storytelling. Yeah.
Good storytelling this week, for sure. Collision was in Providence this week. We did not go because the card looked trash, and kind of happy we didn't go because it was trash.
Yeah, I ain't paying money for no.
Yeah, exactly. Now if it was cheap, like dirt cheap, we would have went. But yeah,
yeah. The last
give us a dynamite.
The last second prices actually went up.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, but give us a dynamite, Tony. We'll definitely go, please.
Yeah.
But yeah, wrestling this week was a lot of freaking fun. I'm happy with a lot of the results, to be honest.
And yeah, Raw was really good.
Raw was good.
SmackDown was decent. Could have been. It was all right.
The storytelling was good. Like the Bloodline.
Dynamite was good.
The Bloodline storyline was amazing. And the whole thing with Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. I want to talk about that. That was great.
Yep.
We'll definitely get into that. Of course, obviously, we do start off with top stories. The only top story I think I would have would be the Women's United States Championship being unveiled.
Yeah.
Really freaking cool. Happy about that. It looks exactly like the United States Championship for the men's, except the white strap, because that's,
and it just says women's right on top.
Yeah,
but still,
yeah, the go-to for, of course, WWE is just to change the strap to white, and then it's a woman's belt.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, but yeah, it looks pretty cool. I mean, it looks good with the white belt, with the white strap. It looks pretty fun. Yeah, of course. It was announced on SmackDown. They all just said that it was going to be a like little tournament. To determine, did they say tournament? Or I think it's just like basically a tournament.
I think so.
The women's of both SmackDown and Raw are going to compete for this, so it can be anybody.
Because I thought they were going to do like a women's intercontinental, because
that'd be cool.
One show, if one show's going to want it, the other show's going to be like, yeah, we want one too.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, they did say that both the women's Raws and SmackDown's rosters are going to fight for it. So it looks
But if they fight for it and whoever wins it, the champion's going to be on that show.
I don't know.
Unless they decide.
They're just going to flip back and forth.
Go back and show. Yeah. I guess so. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, like, the whole brand split isn't really brand split anymore. Like, everybody's just going on anybody's show now.
But you're not going to have, you don't have LA Knight on Raw defending US, and then you don't have.
Yeah, but it's, I don't think the women's roster is not as big as the men's roster. Yeah, I know. So. I think it'll just be too many belts.
Who do you think should win the?
Me personally, if I had to choose, I think Meechan.
I'm thinking, what the hell is it? Chelsea Green deserves.
Chelsea Green would be a good one too. Yeah, that'd be a really good
she
one.
She deserves.
Yeah,
it. But yeah, Meechan's a good. Yeah, Meechan.
Yeah. I think actually,
I saw a post. It was like that. Those were like the top two.
Oh, Meechan really?
And Chelsea Green, but everybody's saying Chelsea Green's been there. She's been there longer, I believe, right?
No, well, I think Meechan's been there longer, if I'm not mistaken. Or me again. But yeah, I think Meechan deserves it for sure. She's been putting on some banger matches recently.
But Chelsea Green's
just hilarious. So and she's just been doing everything that the business asks for her. So she definitely deserves it. Yeah, I agree. If either Meechan or Chelsea Green win, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both of them deserve it.
If they give it to somebody that's already been champion multiple, I'm just going
to
be like.
Nah, they need to give it to somebody who has not won the women's title yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, give it to somebody like that. And maybe they could. I mean, if they give it to like somebody who's won the women's title and they want to put some
spotlight on it.
Some prestige on the title, I guess it makes sense.
But sooner or later, you're gonna have Meechan or Chelsea Green win one of those.
100%. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think out of them two, they definitely deserve it the most.
Well, Jay Cargill could probably take.
I don't know.
Even though she's new.
I think she's kind of stuck.
A lot of her, they'll probably want to put something on her.
Yeah.
But they got to do that storyline between.
Yeah, between Bianca Belair and her first.
After they lose the title.
Yeah, they're like stretching the hell out of that. I don't know.
Yeah, they're still champ.
Yeah, still champ, still haven't lost, still freaking cheering as if they're like good teammates.
But then they lose it and then they win it back?
Yeah.
Yes, awesome.
Yeah, it made no sense. It literally made no sense. Remember, we've been complaining about that women's tag team division for a long time. But yeah, any other top stories? I mean, like, I know the whole thing with like Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins saying that they're not happy with the course booking.
Rumors. They haven't came out and say, oh, we don't like
the booking. They came out and said it. Yeah. They came out and said it.
I just want to say, I've been seeing a bunch of rumors of like potential releases, who could be in the next. I've seen like Shinsuke, I've seen Dakota Kai, a bunch of people. Omos.
Dakota Kai, man, that'd be crazy.
I seen Dakota Kai and definitely might be at the top.
She'd be
of the
a
list.
Great.
Because she's been hurt a lot.
Yeah, but she'd be a great addition to AEW
if she ends up going there. Not everybody goes. But
yeah,
obviously. Most of them.
But
yeah, there's plenty of
people. But yeah, no, Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins both confirmed. Like they literally said it.
Yeah, and the New Day's contracts are coming up soon. I don't know if they're going to. And I've seen reports where they don't know if they're going to get re signed or not.
Yeah. I don't think Montez Ford.
I feel like that WWE for Life is a them.
Oh, New Day? Yeah.
New Day. But like at the same time, I haven't seen anything about no re signing or nothing.
Yeah. But in terms of like Angelo Dawkins and Montez Ford, I don't think they're going anywhere. I think they're staying in WWE regardless. I'm pretty sure their contracts aren't even up yet.
And the last rumor I saw was Montez Ford is interested in signing with AEW.
That's such a BS. But that's I don't believe that.
Like a rule, I guess, if he's released, which kind of makes sense. Well, everybody's going to get released is going to want to sign with the other big company.
That's true. You can't really freaking, you know, these rumors you got to take with a grain of salt.
This is rumors.
The whole thing with Malakai Black, and Malakai Black literally came out like saying, hey, I'm not going anywhere. I'm happy in AEW. And his contract isn't even up for like another like 2 years.
Yeah.
So he's fine. He's not going anywhere. Same thing with Montez Ford. I don't think he's going anywhere. I mean, I understand his frustration. Dude should be a world champion by now. Like, he has the talent to become a top star in a company.
Let alone the tag team championship.
Let alone the tag team championship that they can't even freaking win for some reason. Like, they deserve it. Angelo Dawkins has improved dramatically. Montez Ford has been proven.
Montez Ford has
proved that he's a top star several freaking times.
Yeah, they had him, like, you remember he's competing, like, in tournaments for, like, the mid-card titles. And
been going off. Having banger matches against, like, Seth Rollins.
Triple threat matches. The likes of them.
Yeah. I don't know.
Montez Ford is a singles competitor. Put him as a heel.
I feel like. Heel or face. I think Montez Ford.
Either heel or face, but like I would like to see like they do a breakup story with them too and put him as a heel.
I think Montez Ford would be an amazing champion. I feel like honestly, literally world heavyweight champion or WWE
to
champion.
To break out at first, usually the heels are the ones that break out. Like if you break somebody up, the heels like is the one that becomes
the top star first. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like when the tag team breaks up, it's the heel that's doing it. So the heel, like look what with the Shield. It was Seth Rollins, and he's the one that came with the title first.
Shawn Michaels back then.
I feel like it's always the heel that turns up first, which I feel like they should do with Montez Ford.
That'd be nice. Yeah, they
like,
definitely.
I'm tired of this guy holding me back. Do something like that, like a storyline.
They should.
Yeah.
Might as well. Like, why not bring the real life stuff where they're both frustrated online and put it into like the storyline? The best storylines always come out of real life.
Yeah.
So
that'd be nice.
Yeah. Why not? Of course, we can definitely. I don't have any other top stories except. Do you? I don't know.
No,
you're good, right? All right,
yeah.
Cool. All right, cool. All right, so yeah, let's definitely get into, of course, Raw. Raw this week was a lot of fun. Had a lot of fun stuff on there. Guess we could just get right into it. Yeah. It did start off with Liv Morgan and Raquel Gonzalez promo. They did get interrupted by Bianca Belair and Jay Cargill, where Liv Morgan was basically saying like, "Hey, you guys are only friends because of those titles." You know, basically questioning their friendship. Same thing with Jay Cargill and things.
Just teasing, like it's teasing a little breakup from them again.
They've been teasing it for months.
Season tension.
It's taken forever. Yeah. but yeah, Battle Royale was announced to determine the number one contender to Liv Morgan's title. And of course, that happened right after.
Yep.
It would have been a perfect opportunity to plant some seeds where Bianca Belair and Jay Cargill like eliminate each other.
Instead, they just had Bianca was about to get eliminated. Then Jay Cargill went to help.
Yeah.
And then they both got thrown out at the same time.
Yeah. It would have been a perfect opportunity for that, but they didn't.
Right now, they're just building the tag team title. Looks like they're going to have a rivalry with Liv.
Yeah, and Raquel.
Which makes no sense, because now Liv got that number one contender as well. It's like,
I feel like it makes no sense. It's weird. But anyways, Io Sky ended up picking up the win. I'm happy with that. Big fan of Io Sky.
Yeah.
I think she's a way better face than she is heel.
Yeah, and remember, she was just champion not too long ago, so she's already a main event player.
Exactly. No, Io Sky is great. Number one contender. Why the heck not?
Pretty sure she's obviously not going to win, but it's good to have. It's just a good little filler thing.
Yeah.
Because Rhea, we didn't even talk about Rhea.
Oh, Rhea's injury. Yeah.
The injury is actually real. So that's why they wrote her off. She's going to be gone for
a while.
That was
insane. Yeah. So the injury was real. She's out for a while. She just came back from injury too.
It's going to be for months because it was an orbital fraction. Those things are not good.
That sucks.
That usually happens in boxing. So.
Yeah, that's not good. But speed of recovery, Rhea. We love you. We're big fans.
Yep.
Yeah, we always bring up that she likes our posts a couple of times. Yeah. So.
Even though it's an injury, she gets a long break and other ways. That's cool. Yeah, even though she just got back, though.
But... Yeah, it's fine. You know what? Why the heck not? She'll come back, beat the living crap out of Liv.
She's probably in Australia now, just chilling.
Yeah. After that, we had, well, of course, Io Sky, number one contender. That's great. Moving on from that. We had a YO6 video package.
Yeah, it was a backstage promo. I didn't even write it down. I forgot. The video package interrupted whoever was talking.
I think it was Carlton. Was it Carlito?
I forgot who it was.
I think it was Carlito.
I believe maybe.
It may have been Carlito. I think it was Carlito.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, it did get interrupted by a YO6 video package.
Say, no jokes from Carlito. Just kidding. Yeah. But yeah, YO6 video package, which was really good.
It was really good.
It showed Miz like tied up in the chair like a damn horror movie.
Yeah.
And you got like the YO6 members around them.
It was cool. Yeah, basically.
And then it showed.
Bo Dallas or Uncle Howdy was basically saying like, oh, we never wanted the Final Testament.
Yes,
thank God for the Final Testament because they can't afford any more losses.
We said this last week. Yeah, I'm glad.
Yeah, he was like, no, we were coming after you. Yes. We want you because like, and then it showed like video packages from prior long-term storytelling, whatever you want to call it. Where
the history between Miz and like Bo Dallas.
Yeah, and Curtis Axel.
Remember? Yeah, because they were like his security.
Yeah, weren't they called like the B team as well at one point?
I believe so. He's had so many. I feel like
a Miz. Yeah.
Like remember the Misfits and then like,
yeah. Then
Damian Mizdow was so funny. I don't know why he's like never came back on TV or at least made an appearance.
Yeah.
For like a Royal Rumble. I feel like just throw Damian come out Mizdow as the Miz. Yo, they should. Hilarious. I swear to God, it'd be so hilarious just for one appearance.
But yeah. Basically why he's saying like, oh, like you turned on your family, AKA like, Curtis Axel and Bo Dallas lied to us, blah, blah, blah. And that's why he's coming after the Miz now. And then it looked like Dexter Lumis came out and snapped Miz's neck, so Miz is dead.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that part.
So the Miz died.
And Dexter Lumis never liked the Miz. Remember when
he never did. Him for a while? Yeah, so that's another good that's turn.
Another little story to you.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So they were just going after the Miz and they killed him.
Yeah, so they killed the Miz. Miz is gone. RIP.
Or they just did some chiropractor.
I don't know. We'll see. Obviously, he's not dead. They're probably gonna bring up the storyline in a couple of weeks, but it looked like he killed him.
He's probably going to come back with a neck brace.
So, from this point, as of right now, the Miz is dead.
In story. And they don't have no rivalry because they're not actually going after the Final Testament. So,
yeah, they were going after the Miz.
Yeah, so now we're going to see what they're going to do because they're a team still.
Yeah.
Even though I want to see Uncle Howdy start doing like singles rivalries.
I do,
which
too.
I hope they do. I guess they can start it here. I don't know.
Yeah, just keep him away from the title. That character doesn't need a title. They're taking it slow, but I feel like they're taking it way too slow. You know what I mean?
And if not, it's just they're mostly using the YS6 members. Excuse me, I burped. Yeah. They're mostly using the YS6 members, like the other members, like in six man tag team.
Yeah.
I want to see like Uncle Howdy as the force. Remember even when he first came when he first debuted when Wyatt was still here. Try to use them a little bit like that, mixed with obviously the one now, because they're both.
I agree.
They're different. They're way different.
No, for
but
sure.
But they're both good. Well, like he's got to have like a singles rivalry. I feel like at this point.
I agree. No, for sure. He definitely does. He deserves it. I mean, obviously, like
still the leader of the YO6, but he needs to build his own
character,
and legacy, and
etc.
After
that, we had the War Raiders defeating the New Day. This was a good storytelling though with between the New Day. Of course,
another L they took.
New Day, of course, they're having like their own issues. I love the storytelling that they're doing there. Next week, then they
keep arguing backstage after.
It's actually on Monday. This Monday, right? So they're gonna have like a New Day appreciation
tonight.
So Raw is gonna be like a whole appreciation to New Day. Hopefully, Big E makes an appearance, and then they finally break up.
I
hope
they do something right there. Yo, I didn't even think about that.
Imagine Xavier Woods, like you said a couple weeks ago, attacks Big E, beats the crap out of him, then beats the crap out of Kofi, and then boom, that's the end of it. This has opportunity to be a very sad moment.
Big E, and then Kofi comes for the save. Xavier Woods just leaves, and he's just like,
you know what this gives me? This is gonna give me the same vibes of like Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho when like they had like their best friend celebration. And then he was like, why is my name on the list? And then he got beat up. That was very sad.
Yeah. Or even though this wasn't really, they weren't friends, but like, who was it? Remember when Seth threatened to like, remember when Edge was still out of competition with his neck?
He threatened
to like break his neck again when like the curve stone and John Cena had to come. And he ended up still doing the curve stone.
Oh, you mean like Woods doing that to Big E? That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that'd be really nice. They should do something like that. Yes. They definitely got to put, Big E needs to be there and he needs to be a victim in this situation.
And Xavier Woods, even though it's been little things, he's been pretty good showing that he can be a heel. Like the way he's been like angry and pissed. I would love to see a
tagging himself in.
I would love to see a promo where he's just spilling out the beans of like why he did it and why he's tired of the day. And
yeah,
I think it'd be fire. And then obviously Xavier Woods, everybody loves. I mean, sorry, Kofi Kingston. Yeah. He's always going to be a face. Everybody loves Kofi Kingston.
Everybody loves Kofi Kingston. Bring back the Jamaican accent.
No. Remember Triple H? What happened to your accent? I thought you was
Jamaican. Weren't you Jamaican? moving on from that, we had a
Sami Zayn promo.
Sami Zayn promo, of course, with Jey Uso interrupting, preceded by Jimmy. Jimmy questioning whether or not Sami kicked Roman on purpose, saying he isn't family.
Yeah.
And Jey being like, you know, obviously it wasn't on purpose.
Yeah. And then Jey, remember when Jey told him that he wasn't blood? And then Jey Uso was like, I made a mistake. He is family, blood or not. And then
he called him Sami Uso.
Sami Uso. Jimmy didn't like it because he was saying he's not blood, he's not family.
Yeah. So basically, this was just to build up to SmackDown. Yeah.
Jey told him, show up on SmackDown, please, so we can talk with Roman.
Yeah. And then SmackDown literally just centered around the Bloodline storyline from beginning to end.
Exactly.
Literally. The whole thing. But yeah, of course, after that, we had Dragon Lee defeating Chad Gable.
I thought this was...
Why is Chad Gable losing?
Why is he losing... First of all, why is he losing to Dragon Lee? But why is he losing at all? Yeah.
It's stupid.
Gable is so... And that match was actually fire.
It was a great match. Moves? Yeah, not gonna lie.
Like, but Dragon Lee can wrestle. He's good. But like, yo...
Why are you pushing Dragon Lee and not Chad Gable? Why is
Chad Gable not always in the at least mid-card title picture, close to main event? Like he can wrestle. Is that they literally have another Kurt Angle on them. They just don't want to use him.
It's ridiculous.
And they have the American Made thing losing too. Like, what is this?
It's ridiculous. I think like Chad Gable has proven that he can be a big star, mid-card star.
Yeah.
He's great on the mic.
Isn't he like 40 already or like late 30s? You don't wait till he's 45 to put him like in a picture. Use him now. He's so good.
He is good. He's amazing.
He's so good. Then he's pretty good as a heel.
You know, I would like him to take the title off of LA Knight.
That'd be good.
The U.S. title? American Made with the U.S. title? Why not? Why the hell not?
The thing is, yeah, he would have to go to SmackDown because he's on Raw.
That's fine. There's rumors that they're gonna do a
Bron Breakker Chad Gable match would be good, but they're both heels. I get you.
Yeah.
But that'd be actually pretty good.
But there's rumors there's going to be a draft. Before they go to Netflix. So Netflix, if that happens, he can go on SmackDown or LA Knight goes to Raw, whatever, and then he takes the title off.
LA Knight still has the title by January still, which I feel like he will, but you never know.
But
they're building a Bron Break. Well, that's Raw. That's what Bron Break.
Chad Gable deserves. Chad Gable deserves so much more than what he's been given. I thought when he got the American Made thing, I thought they were going to be pushed to the freaking moon, but I guess the hell not. He's losing matches to Dragon Lee. I know they're pushing Dragon Lee too, but why? LWO is so freaking stale. I don't know why
they'll just stop with the LWO thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Coming from two Hispanics, LWO.
Exactly.
LWO sucks.
LWO is trash.
It absolutely sucks. It's so boring.
You're disrespecting NWO.
Yeah, you're disrespecting the old LWO at this point.
Yeah, that's true.
Come on now. It's super crazy. Remember super crazy?
Oh, yeah, super crazy.
Coming out on the freaking lawnmower.
Freaking wild guy. That's racist, because he's Mexican.
Yeah, that was
that's racist. All right,
All right, anyways.
But anyways, Chad Gable should not be losing.
No.
Especially to Dragon Lee.
Yeah. I think he should be getting pushed.
The next tournament for a mid-card title, he's in it, and he better win.
He better win. Yeah, for sure. Of course, after that, we have the Fatal 4-Way number one contenders match. This was the main event.
To be
number one contender to Gunther. It was between Damian Priest, Dirty Dom, Sheamus, and Seth Rollins. This was actually a banger of a match.
Of course.
Great match.
You guys, yeah.
Bronson Reed took out everybody.
But he mostly went at the Seth Rollins, threw him out through a table, jumped on the tsunami. But yeah, he also hit a tsunami on everybody else.
Yeah. But of course, Damian Priest ended up getting his win back from last week against Dirty Dom by, of course,
South of Heaven.
South of Heaven.
He got a tsunami and he was hurt. And then he still caught Dom and did the South of Heaven. He was still hurt.
But... Yeah, that was nice. So yeah, Damian Priest won. He's now the number one contender. I know they just ran this a couple months ago.
But... I mean, yeah, he was just world champion, so I kind of get it. But and then you still want the Seth Rollins feud with Bronson Reed, and then
I feel like they kind of booked themselves into a hole.
I thought it would have been funny if Dom ended up winning and Dom had to face Gunther 1-on-1.
It wouldn't have been a credible thing though.
No, I know, but they could have did. Yeah, but obviously it would help, especially Bronson Reed. He did get involved. They could have just did it like that, right? He could hit tsunami on him. He could have hit his frost splash and won. And then they could have built like a 1-on-1 with Gunther. Obviously, he's like scared. And then as they somehow banned the Judgment Day ringside. He would be like scared as hell. I thought it would be pretty funny.
That'd be a funny match, yeah.
Because now he's just gonna have Damian Priest take an L to Gunther. Damian Priest doesn't really need an L.
Well, this is what I mean. They kind of booked themselves into a hole because who else is a face on that thing that's gonna face them? They have CM Punk, he's out for a while. Who else? Was it Seth Rollins is kind of tied up at the moment.
McIntyre's out.
Drew McIntyre's out.
Are they both just injured or are they just they had that brutal match and they're just
they had that brutal break. Match. I'm pretty sure they're just on the cooldown. I almost guarantee you CM Punk probably has like a minor injury and same thing with Drew McIntyre.
Yes. At this point, CM Punk's body.
Yeah.
Once he has those major feuds, he's going to take a break all the time.
Yeah. Well, they don't really need him for anything minor.
I'm cool with him being a part-timer. He doesn't have to show up.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm cool with that too. But yeah, that was basically it for Raw. Raw was pretty cool though. I loved the main event. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I just think it would have been funny if Dom ended up winning and then they did Dom and Gunther.
That'd be hilarious, yeah.
Even though I guess Gunther still technically is a heel, but he had like a promo real quick. Remember where Ludwig was trying to blame like when Gunther losing, and then Gunther was like, no, I lost fan square to Cody.
Well, oh, yeah. That was pretty
Gunther
cool.
Gunther taking responsibility. So I guess he's like a middle of the pack.
Yeah. The only thing I didn't agree with was, again, the Chad Gable thing. But that was
horrible. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was fine. But anyways, yeah, we can definitely get into SmackDown now. All right. Let's get into, of course, WWE SmackDown. SmackDown this week was, I thought it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of good storytelling. A lot of
bloodline. But yeah.
A lot of bloodline. Yeah, true. A lot of bloodline. A lot of cool storytelling bits there. But yeah, we can definitely get into that now. Just moving this.
There you go. Oh yeah, I was fixing mine too. It was a little too high.
All right, cool. We're good. All right. Anyways, did start off the show with, like you said, the bloodline.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns starting off the show with Jimmy. Basically, they came out, was going to talk about the whole thing with, I guess, Sami Zayn and all that. They did get interrupted by Jey Uso, who did ask them to hear out Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn, of course, was waiting backstage. Yeah. Sami Zayn music hits. Okay, they all just came out one by one. It was like 10 minutes of wasted time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Sammy does come out, says that the kick was not on purpose, and he was out there because of Jay. But he also felt like he was also out there because he kind of missed what the bloodline used to be.
He said, he says like there's still problems between them, but he also has like a soft spot for them.
Yeah, it was a whole bunch of stuff that, I guess basically what you were expecting from this whole bloodline thing.
Jay was like trying to, he was trying not to laugh.
Yo, that was hilarious. The whole time Sammy was like we were dogs and all that stuff. And then Jay was just like trying to hold in his laugh. Which
he was trying to make Roman laugh. He's like, see, look at that smirk. Remember he was talking to Roman.
And Jimmy was laughing.
I seen that. Yeah.
Jimmy was laughing in the background. Jay was trying to laugh, but trying not to laugh. And Roman was just sitting there with like a smirk on his face, like, please stop. That's what I missed about the whole OG bloodline. Them just trying to keep in character. It's always fun. But yeah, Sammy says he will stand with Roman against, of course, the bloodline now if he apologizes to Jay. Roman does tell Jay, I'm sorry that you brought out him thinking that he's family. He's like, Sammy's not a part of this. Like, I don't even know why the hell you brought him out here. And then the biggest glazer, like solo glazer of all freaking time.
Jacob Fatu
shows up on screen and basically says that everybody needs to get in line with the new tribal chief Solo, including you, Roman. Like, you don't even deserve another shot at him. And then that's how the segment ends. But yeah, he's like the biggest Solo glazer. All his line is literally, I love you, Solo.
Yo.
And then
there's so many memes that says nobody, and then it says Jacob Fatu, I love you, Solo. Just screaming at the top of his head.
I don't understand how Solo keeps it together at that point.
Yeah.
I just laugh. Anyways, backstage after this, Jay tells Roman, like, hey, that's your one pass. You don't get to talk to me like that. I told you if you talk to me like that, I'm out. You get that one pass. If you do it again, I'm out. And he leaves. And then, like, Jimmy's like, yeah, like, he's kind of right. And Roman's like, what the hell are you doing? Get the hell out of here. So, showing that Roman still is in his ways a little bit, like he's still like an asshole at this point.
Yeah, tribal chief.
Yeah, he's still like the tribal chief, like, but he needs to like get it together and actually put that stuff aside, put like his, I guess like his ego aside.
Yeah,
he needs to put his ego aside in order to actually make the bloodline work, and he has yet to do that, so that's why there's still a lot of dysfunction between them. Yeah, that was pretty cool though.
That led to more later on, but
led to more later on. We can actually talk about that right now. Later on, of course, it was a Solo tribal chief appreciation like ceremony that they had.
Yeah.
Roman did come out during that telling Solo, like, hey, like, we're not done yet. This isn't over. Solo's saying, like, oh, like, what about War Games? And Roman's like, War Games, you only have four people. Solo's like, no, I actually have five. And Sammy comes out. They beat the crap, by they, I mean Bloodline, not Sammy. Beat the crap out of Roman. They hold him up, and they're like, oh.
No, you only had three people, because then you have four.
What are you talking about?
Because it was only Roman and the Usos. It's three. Now it's four instead of five.
No, I'm talking about Solo. Solo said, like, oh, I have five people, because Roman was like, I only count four people for you guys. And you said War Games. War Games is 5v5.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he was like, no, like, I have five, and he said Sammy. And then Solo was telling Sammy to Huluva kick Roman. Sammy Huluva kicked Solo instead. Rest of the course,
OG
Bloodline, Jay and Jimmy, of course, take out everybody else. And they stand tall, throw the ones up.
All of them,
as in Sammy, Jimmy, Jay, and Roman. Throw the ones up, so the OG Bloodline is back.
It's going to be OG Bloodline versus New Bloodline. War Games.
It's a 4v4 right now. Roman made the thing to mention 5v5, so I wonder if they're going to add somebody else.
Actually, who was it? There was another...
Oh, dude, for New Japan. He just signed. I heard that.
Yeah, what was it? I forgot his name. Something. Was it Fatu? Was
his last name? No, it was the Anoa'i or something like that.
I just know he's another family member just signed
with another cousin.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Zilla Fatu might be another one. That'd be cool.
Yeah, Zilla got a lot of independent titles right now.
He has like four of them, I think.
Going off in Hog Wrestling and GMC.
Yeah, he's been going off. But yeah, of course, OG Bloodline is back. Roman has yet to freaking apologize for anything he's ever done to Jay or Solo or Jimmy Sammy. So I think within the next couple of weeks, we're probably going to get that apology. I don't know why the hell they're holding back so bad, because I thought he was actually going to apologize this week, but he didn't. But yeah, they're apparently all together, but I don't think they're actually going to be a cohesive unit until Roman actually authentically apologizes to both Jay and Sammy and Jimmy.
Yeah,
basically. Yeah, because they haven't yet to do that yet. Like Roman, they're kind of just like helping Roman at this point, but Roman has yet to apologize for all the stuff he put them through. Yeah, but I'm happy that they're back together. They released new merch, so it's official.
Yeah,
they have the OG Bloodline merch, so that's pretty cool. But yeah, whatever. I guess we're going to have to wait until next week. Hopefully Roman apologizes then. But until then...
Paul Heyman, no,
Paul Heyman, yeah. Paul Heyman might come back. Yeah, we haven't even seen Paul Heyman back yet. We'll see. Of course, other than the whole Bloodline story, which basically dominated SmackDown, there was other matches that, of course, did happen, such as Bayley versus Candice LeRae. Bayley picked up the win there. Not really much to say about that. We had Ciampa and Johnny Gargano getting in a heated argument backstage, though. That was pretty cool. Playing the siege for the eventual turn of Ciampa.
Yeah.
Basically, Gargano was talking with Motor City Machine Guns, congratulating them, saying that we're going to hang out later because they're actually good friends. They've been friends for a long time.
Yeah.
Ciampa came out, saw that, and basically got pissed off at Gargano.
Yeah.
He was like, what the hell are you doing? Like, we're supposed to be, like, you know, beating them for the titles. They're not our friends. They're our enemies at this point.
And then they fought pretty deadly.
Yeah, well,
Ciampa did. Ciampa
beat Ciampa fought dead pretty deadly.
And so, he beat the hell out of him.
Yeah, so Ciampa's like, oh, I'm going to make sure we get another title shot. He goes back, he goes to Nick Aldis, gets a title, gets a match against Pretty Deadly. Match happens, and they like you said, it's literally only Ciampa. Ciampa beat the living crap out of Pretty Deadly.
Yeah, he Gargano, looked like his own way.
Yeah, Gargano didn't get tagged in. It looked like Blackheart Ciampa, which I hope they bring that back. Please, that'd be freaking amazing. And then Ciampa picked up the win. The funniest thing, too, because I followed Tommaso Ciampa on IG. After the win, he posted a photo of, like, him and like holding this thing up after he won. And he's like, DIY with a heart, with, like, a black heart. So it's like, oh, like, is black heart coming back?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
So I think he's going to end up turning on Johnny Gargano. That'd be freaking cool.
Yeah.
Again.
I mean, again, exactly.
Yeah, again. Because it's happened, what, twice now, I think? But, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. They're finally starting to, like, push that later on. What was it? I had it written down. I guess I didn't. But anyways, later on, the Street Profits were actually on talking to Motor City Machine Guns, saying like, hey, like, we have a title shot against you. Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano appear, and they're just like, what? No, like, we just won. We should be getting a title shot. And Street Profits are like, no, like, we just talked to Nick Aldis. Our match is official for next week. We're facing them. And Tommaso Ciampa got freaking pissed and ran off. Like, he was pissed and walked off. Gargano went after him. So yeah, it looks like Street Profits are going to get their title shots against Motor City Machine Guns next week. Maybe they can start planting the seeds there that they break up. Maybe. Because they kind of need to at this point.
Yeah, but we also doing DIY. Which one they're gonna do first?
Yeah, that's true. They're breaking up a lot of tag teams right now.
New Day on the same show.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, it's not Raw, but still,
they are dismantling a lot of tag teams at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. New Day is about to get broken up tonight on Raw, and if it doesn't happen, that's insane. That's crazy if they don't do it. Yeah, DIY, that they're probably going to wait a couple weeks and then eventually do it. I think they're going to get another title shot. Once they lose that title shot, Ciampa's going to get pissed off and beat the crap out of Gargano. But yeah, Street Profits, if they lose on next week after what the heck they were saying online, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But I think they are going to lose, though, to be honest.
I mean, Motor City Machine just won. They're not going to lose.
Yeah, they're not going to lose.
And then Montez Ford is going to get up and be like, forget this. It's a knockout. His partner, I'm joking.
We're gonna have two.
I don't think so.
Two breakups in the same week. Two tag team breakups in the same week. I don't think so. But yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, major thing next.
My favorite thing that happened in the night actually was Randy Orton.
Damn, this kid loves seeing Randy Orton get destroyed.
No,
he came out and called out.
I just almost like to fight. Yeah, so Randy Orton came out. He wasn't even expected to be there. He demands Kevin Owens to come out and fight him. Kevin Owens does come out. And I love his shirt. It said, what is it? Owens is right?
Yeah.
Or Kevin is right? I forgot. It just says Kevin is right or Owens is right. But he came out. They ended up brawling. And Kevin Owens hit a pile driver.
On
Randy Orton, which caused him to be on the floor. And, of course, the stretcher to come out.
Serious hurt. Yeah, like paralyzed.
Yeah. Commentary made sure to push that it was a banned move, which I like. And like I said, he did get carried away in an ambulance with Cody Rhodes leaving with.
So Cody Rhodes is obviously going to go after Kevin Owens next. That's going to be like the next feud.
Yeah.
Which it looks like.
But I mean, they already had their match. So they're going to have another match. They're going to do it again,
yeah.
Yeah, but I really like that they did that. Like, I know like it's the banned move in WWE, but like I know AEW does it like 20 times a freaking show.
A show, yeah.
Yeah, they do the power driver like 20 times a show, but in WWE, it's actually a very serious thing. I think they should bring back protected moves that you rarely see. And I like that the WWE is starting to do this where they're actually starting to use them now.
Yeah, you don't have to use it 20 times a show like AEW. You just use it like in big matches or whatever.
Well, but my hope for this is Randy Orton comes back and punk kicks Kevin Owens because that's technically a banned move too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he hits that.
We've been calling that for a while. I want the punt back.
I want the punt back so bad.
But the thing is, Kevin Owens is a heel. I want heel Randy to do a punt kick.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't want to face Randy.
Yeah, I'm thinking like hopefully I'm not sure where the hell they're gonna go with the storyline. I was hoping that like maybe Kevin Owens would like show Randy like, hey, I'm actually right, and then Randy turns on Cody.
Randy comes back, beats up Kevin Owens, and then Cody's like right there. Then he turns around and does it to Cody too.
That'd be cool. Like,
forget you. I ain't nobody's friend.
He blames Cody.
I ain't nobody's friend.
Yeah.
Puns hit Cody as well.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Then I'll get it. But if it's just like face Randy, I don't know if it'll work. The punt kick doesn't work with face Randy.
The punt kick itself, that's a heel
finisher. That's a heel finish. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's 100% a heel finisher. He needs to bring that back, and he needs to do it on Cody, and he needs to do it on Kevin Owens now.
Yeah. So anyway, Randy Orton's probably going to be out a few weeks, maybe, I guess.
Yeah. I loved it though. The pile driver. Like, those protective moves, they need to bring that back.
Stone Cold got paralyzed from that, partially for a little
bit. They also mentioned that on commentary, which is pretty cool. But yeah, there's not really, like, a lot of, like, protected finishers or, like, banned moves now. I mean, like, I can only think of, like, probably two protected finishers. The One Wing Angel, which only, like, two people have kicked out of. And Baron Corbin's finisher, which only, like, I think only two people have kicked out of, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it was, like, Drew McIntyre, and I forgot the other person.
I don't know.
Yeah, the One Wing Angel, it was, who was it? It wasn't Okada. I think it was Ibushi. Kota Ibushi and I think Will Ospreay, if I'm not mistaken, are the only two people that ever kicked out. But yeah, I'm happy that they did that. I'm hoping, you know, obviously Kevin is obviously going to get a shot against the title. I think hopefully that he loses and then, like you said, Randy comes down and beats the crap out of both of them because what the hell
not? Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Other than that, we had Nia Jax and Tiffy
tag
team match between Jay Cargill and Bianca Belair, where Jay Cargill and Bianca Belair won. Again, they're pushing other teams breaking up and not Bianca Belair and Nia Jax, Bianca Belair and Jay Cargill, which I think makes more sense.
Well, they're not going to do it, so they lose the titles probably.
That's why.
They're still champions.
So, yeah, obviously there was some miscommunication between Nia Jax.
You're not going to hate your partner if you're still champion. I get it. What you're saying is they should have lost the titles already. Then they could have started that process. Well, they're probably going to do it soon.
Yeah. So, yeah, Nia Jax and Tiffany Stratton obviously had some miscommunication there, and that's why they lost. still pushing that eventual breakup, and it's if he's cashing in on her.
Yo, it's the time of year. Everybody's breaking up. No friends in WWE.
Literally none. But yeah, that was pretty cool. I'm happy, whatever. I don't care about that. But that was much. Of course, the last thing we have for SmackDown was the Motor City Machine Guns versus Theory and Waller. Motor City Machine Guns won. And then again, afterwards, they had that whole thing with the Street Profits. So that's set up for next week. And that was basically it for SmackDown. We went through that one a lot faster than Raw, but that was only because...
Yeah, because the Bloodline segments took up the beginning of the show and the ending of the show.
Yeah, so the last 20 minutes of the show, the first 30 minutes of the show. So
yeah, 50 minutes.
Yeah.
And then
commercials, yeah.
22 hours, so...
Yeah, it was a lot. But anyways...
But I don't mind that. I do not want to see 2-3-hour shows, which I'm hearing. That's gonna
Isn't suck. That confirmed already?
It's gonna suck. That's too much.
Yeah.
We're gonna have an extra 30-minute puck.
I don't know.
If not, there's gonna be a lot of filler stuff that we're not gonna talk about.
Yeah, there's definitely most gonna be likely, filler stuff, most likely.
Most likely, like, yeah, we're not gonna talk about those BS matches.
Yeah, no, for sure. But yeah, that was basically it for WWE this week.
Yes, Raw cool. tonight should be pretty fun with that New Day thing.
Yeah, New Day's definitely I'm breaking up tonight. This is a must watch. Raw.
It's not definitely. WWE's been unpredictable. I hope they do. They do it like with. I hope Big E shows up somehow. He doesn't have to be there, but
I think he has to be there.
Well, yeah, you're
it's
right.
It's a New Day celebration.
There's no New Day without Big E.
Yeah. I think he'll be like the one, like the main guy, like doing all the celebrations, and then
he can't Xavier wrestle. Yeah, he can't wrestle. He just come out and they celebrate him. They little standing ovation type thing, promo.
Yeah,
hopefully. Xavier Woods. Forget this. This takes a while.
Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, of course, that was basically it for WWE. Cool, fun week for WWE. Can't wait for this week.
SmackDown. Raw should be fun.
Raw should be fun, and then SmackDown, of course, later on down the line. But yeah, let's definitely get into, of course, AEW. All right, let's get into, of course, the AEW portion of the podcast. Of course, we want to talk about Dynamite because Collision's trash.
And Rampage.
Yeah, and Rampage. Rampage is pretty bad. But Dynamite's always fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, of course, Dynamite was pretty cool. Did you have any thoughts on Dynamite?
No, Dynamite was good.
It was good, right?
A lot of stuff happened on it. We got like the...
Storytelling on Dynamite has been amazing the past couple weeks.
Yeah.
It's been really good.
They can do that for two shows, but yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I know. You can only ask for so much. But yeah, Dynamite's storytelling has been really, really good.
Which is good for AEW.
Great for AEW. Yeah, I'm loving it. Like, each week is actually a must watch. It's pretty cool. But of course, this start off with the Hurt Syndicate. MVP Bobby Lashley now, because he just
made his debut. MVP just putting them over, basically. And then,
Shelton Benjamin.
Yeah, they got interrupted by Swerve. Came out with like a chain, security holds him back. And then Chris Nana gets on the mic, just says, Swerve. And Bobby Lashley, obviously, for full gear.
Yeah, no, it was Swerve. Swerve said Bobby Lashley, full gear. And they agreed.
It was short and sweet,
Short and sweet to the point. It gives a lot of opportunity for them to, of course, build off of that. So I'm happy about that. Swerve versus Bobby Lashley at full gear is going to be a banger of a match for sure. So pretty cool.
Yeah. They confronted Prince Nana at some signing event with like different wrestlers.
Cool.
The Hurston. Surrounded him. They're like kind of bullying him, like touching his, like, his jacket, his chain. And he just looks scared.
Prince Nana Coffee, everyone.
Buy Prince Nana Coffee.
Of course, then after that, we had Orange Cassidy and Darby Allin versus Pac and Claudio Castagnoli. Obviously, the whole thing with what are they called now? Damn, they actually have a name now.
You talking about?
No, what used to be Blackpool Combat Club.
Oh, okay, yeah. I still call them. I don't remember what their name is.
Oh my god, I gotta look it up.
I must have missed it.
Yeah, they changed their name.
I didn't hear. I know the Conglomeration is the other team, which I hate that name because it's so damn long. I can barely pronounce it.
Yeah. I don't know. Regardless of the name, let's just get into the freaking match. Match was a banger. It was pretty cool. It did end in a no contest, though, which honestly kind of made sense. Basically, they were going at it. Both teams had chances to win. Orange Cassidy now dressed in all black, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because, he changed his whole gimmick now. He's not, his gimmick's still the same, but not really. He takes things a lot more serious.
Which he should,
because this is a big issue. Of course, what formerly known as Blackpool Comic Club trying to take over AEW, so that's pretty cool. But yeah, great freaking ending. Basically, John Moxley comes out, beats the crap out of Orange Cassidy. Darby Allin hits him with a skateboard. They all end up brawling.
Yuta came out.
Yeah, and Yuta Mox came out.
Ordered him to take out Orange Cassidy, which he did with a running knee.
Yeah. the rest of the conglomeration came off, out. Yeah. Chased him off and, of course, left Orange Cassidy badly beaten up in the ring. Yeah. So the story continues. I'm loving that whole storyline. It's one of the best storylines of wrestling.
I just want to see, like, comes out. I want to see, like, some, when they bring out the leaders and all that stuff. Like, is Tony Khan one of them? And then are the Young Bucks involved and shit like that?
Yeah, but we're not going to see the Young Bucks for a while. They said they weren't going to be on TV for a while. So, yeah, they're just going to let the story play out. Actually, as it's going so far, gear, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe full gear, maybe after full gear.
That's only a couple weeks away.
Yeah, when is full gear? It's like 2 weeks, right? Maybe we get the answers we're looking for at full gear, or maybe the week. I think actually maybe at full gear. Why not? Like have like the person who's actually running it, if somebody is
like,
running it
in the middle of the show out of nowhere, just like
the
takeover starts, like the actual takeover. They come in the ring. They're like, "This is, we're taking this over."
Piece of crap on them.
Take the mic. Take everything out. Or they do it at the end. They take the mics and they control everything. The cameras. I don't know. Something like that.
It was pretty cool though, and then obviously. John Moxley looking like a complete badass like he has been for the past couple weeks. So, yeah, happy about that. After that, we had the Learning Chi versus the Conglomeration.
Yeah, they stood there. They had a match.
Yeah, they stood there and had a match. It was a match full of tables and weapons. It was fine. It was a decent match. Decent match for a Chris Jericho 2024 match.
Yeah. Conglomeration won. They defeat the Learning Chi.
Tomorrow, Ishii hit a brainbuster on Chris Jericho. So he pinned Chris Jericho, who's the current champion. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, fun little match. Makes sense. They've been having a little rivalry there. Conglomeration looks like they have a rivalry with like several different teams at this point. If you think about it. I also really hate the name still. Name's so freaking stupid. Yeah. After that, we had
Adam Cole, Malakai Black. Great match.
Yeah, but prior to that, Ricochet was backstage. The Hurt Syndicate actually came up to him and was like, "Oh, that's a nice suit. We'll be watching you out there." And Ricochet was like, "Yeah, like definitely watch me." So, like, it seems like Ricochet is kind of interested in joining Hurt Syndicate. They kind of teased it. I wouldn't mind
that. It's, like, the second time where, like, they, like, say something quick to him. Yeah.
So, I would not mind that at all. That'd be great. Because Ricochet needs a mouthpiece. And MVP is a great mouthpiece.
Only thing is, isn't Ricochet considered still, like, a babyface? And Hurt Syndicate is mostly, like, kind of
heel. Yes and no. Ricochet also
I would like for them to make Ricochet do something to be a heel. And then put him in. I don't know.
It's yes and no though, because Ricochet when he went to New Japan. Ricochet went to New Japan and he beat the crap out of Zack Sabre Jr. challenging for his.
Title. That's gonna be
So he's considered like a heel there, so he might be a heel over here eventually. Whatever it is, he just needs a mouthpiece, and I think he's not good on the mic at all.
MVP, talking for him would be good.
MVP would be really good for him, for sure. I really hope they end up doing that. They've been teasing it for a couple weeks now, so hopefully they. Course pull the trigger on that, maybe after of course the rivalry is finished with what's his name, Kyle Fletcher and all Takeshita and all that. Once he's done going through that, then he can of course move on to become a heel. That'd be cool. After that, we had Adam Cole versus Malakai Black and a fun match. I actually liked it. Pretty good match. Ending was a little weird, but it was okay. Adam Cole ended up hitting a knee on Malakai Black, picked up the win. Pretty freaking cool. They hugged it out afterwards. Adam Cole announced that the match.
Yeah, it looked like Malakai Black got hurt for real. Or something.
Yeah, but he's fine.
But then he got hit with a running knee, like he let. I don't know. But yeah, they hugged it out, which was kind of weird. Also, I don't know.
Yeah, Adam Cole did say that it seems like it's going to be Adam Cole versus Roderick Strong versus MJF at Full Gear, which that should be a banger freaking match. Next week, Adam Cole is facing Takeshita. Which I don't understand why the hell that match is happening, because he needs to win his third match, which basically means Takeshita would need to lose, and Takeshita shouldn't lose because he's the current freaking international champion, and he's also on a winning streak that he shouldn't freaking lose.
He just got the damn title.
It makes no sense. I think the only way this thing actually works out is if MJF actually pulls up and makes Adam Cole lose, and then it's like, they're just like, you know what, we're still having this match because you forced him to lose or something like that. That makes sense. But, like, don't have Takeshita lose, like, straight up.
No.
That'd be ridiculous.
That'd be the stupidest decision ever.
Yeah, that'd be a really dumb decision. Don't do that, because the storytelling has been really good recently. Do not mess this up. Please. Do not. Takeshita does not need a loss. He's been killing it. He took a pinfall this freaking episode. He doesn't need another fucking pinfall. He took a pinfall to Ricochet in the main event. That was ridiculous. Anyways, Cole defeated Black. Moving on from that, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, then he had a couple random segments in a row, like the Christian Cage and Hook face to face.
Yeah, that was more so just like Christian Cage saying that.
Jay White. Remember, he got attacked backstage. I think that happened before.
Yeah, that was
he, cool. He got attacked by
Hangman. Yeah. The Hangman, Adam Page.
And then he trapped Jay White's ankle in the barricade and was trying to use a chair, but Juice Robinson made the save.
Yeah, that was
so cool. That's obviously still building that.
Yeah, so Cage wants Hook to be his new son in that segment. Yeah, he says that was it Taz? He took out Taz and he hates him. He hopes that he dies. So that was a pretty crazy segment. Basically saying he wants Taz to die. It's like, Jesus, bro, you need to relax. But yeah, that was pretty cool.
He made late Nick Wayne like look away in shame because he said like Kip Sabian helped him more.
Oh yeah,
like his then one.
He's like, I love you, son, and he hugged Kip Sabian. That was pretty funny.
He also had like a Chris Stanley almost got hit by a car with like Mercedes
Monet in the car. Yeah, yeah.
Couple of weird segments back to back to back. It was just like, what the hell?
Yeah, but they all made sense. They were great storytelling segments.
Yeah, of course.
I loved every single one. They were perfect. Penelope Ford versus Jamie Hayter was the next match. Had some story behind it as well. Obviously, Penelope Ford saying like, oh, we were partners. They only had like 2-3 matches together. Made no sense. That made no sense, but it makes sense as to why she's mad.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jamie Hayter picked up the win. Relatively easy, if I'm being honest. And it was a pretty quick match. But happy. I love Jamie Hayter, so that's cool. After that, we had the whole backstage segment with Don Callis and MJF. It wasn't MJF though; it was some other dude that came out
for MJF
and basically saying like, "Hey, Don Callis, I have a job for you." Gave him the ring,
the diamond ring, and an envelope full of money.
Yeah, an envelope full of money, saying like, "Don't mess this up."
Take care of his problem. Yeah. They're gonna jump Adam Cole.
No, the problem was Takeshita.
Well, Takeshita, but they're probably gonna cost them. They could cost
them. Yeah,
because remember, it's not only him. There's the whole group.
Yeah.
They could cost, so they could do it like that. Instead of Takeshita losing, he can win, and even Adam Cole losing with help from there, they could come out and be like, no, he's gonna be in the triple threat because he didn't lose clean or something. I don't know.
We'll see. But yeah, Don Callis obviously got that match set up between Takeshita and Adam Cole for this week, the one we just ranted about, saying that Adam Cole shouldn't freaking lose. But we'll see, because you never freaking know. After that, we had the main event. Main event was Kyle Fletcher and Takeshita versus Ricochet and a mystery partner,
which is
Powerhouse Hobbs. I'm happy about that. Powerhouse Hobbs, great freaking talent, young talent. Can't come back from injury. That was pretty
finally
cool.
Finally, a big guy. They never know. They don't want no big guys. On
yeah,
TV.
For real. but yeah, pretty fun match. Obviously, it has like some of the best wrestlers in the company, Takeshita and Kyle Fletcher. So it makes sense. Takeshita ended up taking a pinfall to Ricochet, which I thought was stupid. I don't think that should have happened.
But afterwards, they started like beating him up anyways with like chairs. Mark Davis came to the ring when Lance Archer and Brian Cage came out, and they were all just like jumping them. And then Will Ospreay's music hits.
Yeah,
helps. He comes out, helps Davis and Hobbs and Ricochet, and they all just take out the Don Callis family to end the show.
Yeah,
pretty good ending, I guess. They're all building up everything.
Yeah, it was a good ending. Afterwards, they had like a little like online exclusive backstage thing where it was Ricochet, Ospreay, Mark Davis, and Hobbs basically saying like why they're teaming up and why like Don Callis is a freaking a-hole.
Yeah.
Basically saying they're all going to go after Don Callis' family. Eventually, they're probably going to have a 4v4.
Yeah, I get the thing with
what the hell is it called? It's not War Games, but it's the other thing that they have.
Oh.
Damn it!
Wait, I forgot. I know you talk. What the fuck?
Basically War Games.
What the hell? Yeah, it's literally exactly War Games. What the hell is it called? I forgot the damn name of it.
Blood and Guts.
Okay, Blood and Guts. I was like, what the hell?
That's what it is. Yeah. That's a great Blood and Guts match. Don Callis' family versus basically Will Ospreay and his crew.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Why the hell not?
And it's weird because like Ricochet and Will Ospreay had a little quick little rivalry thing, but they're going to be together.
Yeah, but that was more so based off respect.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. So why the hell they're still together?
And I kind of get why Takeshita took the pin call, because at the same time, you don't want Kyle Fletcher been taking the pin call.
I just thought they shouldn't have lost.
Well, it would have been better
like
if they would have won.
Them should have lost.
Because they're both on that run. It's true. They should have won.
Yeah. I don't think they can afford any losses at this moment, especially Fletcher. Fletcher just needs to keep on winning.
Yes.
That eventual match between Kyle Fletcher and Will Ospreay, maybe at Full Gear, going to be a freaking banger. Looking forward to that. Kyle Fletcher better freaking
win. I don't
know
if they're going to build it that fast, even though it's already kind of building, but
I think they should.
Only 2 weeks away.
Have Fletcher win. Just have him win. He needs a win. He needs a big win in order to solidify that full heel turn and him being a freaking main event player for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
Let him get that win. But yeah, that was basically it for Dynamite. Dynamite full of storylines, full of great segments, I think, honestly. I thought it was a really good freaking show.
Kind of happy to see what's going to happen with, like, the Adam Cole, Takeshna, the whole Don Callis family thing. They gave him money and everything.
So I agree. Like, but I don't think I don't, as much as I'm a big fan of Adam Cole in this storyline, I don't think he should win against Takeshna at all.
Yeah, you don't. A champion getting back-to-back defeats would not look right.
It would not look good.
Even though one of those was a tag team, he took the pin.
Yeah. My bad. Not only that, but also, like the whole, again, like the whole storyline with MJF still doesn't make any sense. Like, MJF should be the one going after him, not vice versa. But,
it still
makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't freaking know what happened there.
I still see people complaining about
that. We
agree.
When we say AEW storytelling is getting better, that's the one part where it's just like, what the hell is that? But whatever.
Yeah. No, AEW storytelling in general getting significantly better, but that's still a major miss. And they're kind of just playing it off as if like we should think differently, but it's just like, no, that doesn't make any sense.
And by the way, I love MGF way more as a heel. It's just this story made no sense.
No, the way that they play the story makes no sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyways, that was basically it for AEW. That was it for the week of wrestling. Collision had a couple of matches. It kind of made sense. It was whatever though. So we don't really talk about it.
Yeah, nothing serious.
Nothing serious. Everything from Collision basically just continues on Dynamite, which is why we talk about Dynamite.
FTR.
all that stuff. Yeah. But yeah, that was it for Collision. Not Collision. Dynamite. AEW. Week of Wrestling. That was pretty cool. Pretty cool match. Matches. Sorry. Pretty cool matches. I don't know what. I fucking had a brain fart right there for some reason. I don't know why.
So they're going to have like a little 2-week build up for Full Gear.
Yeah. These next couple weeks are going to be really, really good, I think. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. Of course, we'll be back next week with more wrestling news in terms of AEW and WWE. Definitely watch Raw tonight. There's going to be a must-watch Raw. You cannot miss this.
Xavier Woods, full-blown heel turn.
Yeah, full-blown heel turn. The breakup of the New Day. That's a major thing because New Day is like
10 years.
10-plus years. How many titles?
Probably the record, right? Don't they got in WWE?
They had the record for most. Yeah, it's ridiculous. But yeah, like, comment, subscribe as always. Really appreciate all the support you've been getting. I'll be back next week, of course, for more content for you guys. See you guys next week. Yep. Peace.